Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Larry Mullins, and here are today's top local stories.
So the mini monsoon continues today and into the night, with AccuWeather forecasting up to 2 to 3 inches on top of what we already got in Central Park over the last few days. So the usual spots where it floods have prompted the Carson flags this evening. Meteorologist Brian Thompson says we actually got a break in it earlier, Brian.
Yeah, we did earlier, about an hour ago, Larry. We had a break in the rain, but that's filled back in, so it's now raining again across much of the area. We'll have periods of rain, heavy at times through the evening hours before things taper off late tonight. So we're expecting a total of 2 to 3 inches of rain. Now, that includes what fell yesterday and what has already fallen today, but we've already been seeing a lot of rain, especially over the last month or so, so we certainly don't need any more. And the wind, kind of adding insult to injury here, winds will be gusting 40 to 50 miles per hour into this evening and into the overnight hours as well. Larry?
Thank you, Brian. And we mentioned flooding, and nobody knows it better than the folks who live along the Passaic River. 1010 Winds newsman Glenn Shuck went over there today.
Crews in Patterson staying busy, certainly clearing out storm drains to maybe reduce the flooding. The Passaic could reach a foot above flood stage by Thursday, keeping an eye on that, certainly. Back here in Lodi, the Saddle River is getting angry again. Well, residents like Nancy try to stay calm. She works for the Red Cross and has this to say about what's being offered.
We provide community resiliency, and we also provide training, a presentation that's Be Red Cross Ready, and it shows you how to be prepared for situations like this, how to prepare your go pack to pick up and go.
While several inches of rain expected here, it's intense pockets of rain that's the concern with the flash flooding. Glenn Shuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM. Here in Lodi.
Yeah, keep those gold packs ready, folks. You just never know. Stay with 1010 Winds and AccuWeather, meantime, for the latest weather updates. Well, the NYPD's latest crime data is out, and it shows an overall drop in incidents across the board, with an especially big drop in the subways. Mayor Adams touting the numbers earlier.
We're down in crime in the subway system, folks, for the first quarter. We're down. We're down 24% in March. We're down in February. Can we please stop saying we're up in crime in our subway system? We are not. We're down.
NYPD commissioner says that 24% drop is a direct result of addition of more officers in the subways. That drop includes a 52% reduction in robberies, 15% drop in grand larcenies, an 11% decrease in felony assaults. An ex-property manager in Harlem indicted for allegedly stealing tens of thousands in rent payments from low-income, disabled, and elderly New Yorkers and veterans. 42-year-old Shatina Howell is her name, manages multiple Harlem rent-stabilized buildings, it says here. She's accused of stealing more than $56,000 from tenants by depositing money they paid for rent into her personal bank accounts. Prosecutors say in the span of 2.5 years, she stole 141 money orders from dozens of tenants. Howell charged now with grand larceny and scheme to defraud. Well, the number of incidents is growing now, and the number of women who claim they were randomly punched by some clown here in the city on the street is getting crazy. A man is wanted for allegedly punching a lady in Chelsea 2 weeks ago, as videos of women discussing similar attacks in New York went viral on TikTok. He was wearing a white tee, brown pants, and a blue jacket when he approached a 23-year-old woman on 6th Avenue, March 20th. He then punched her in the face before running off southbound on 6th Avenue. Wynn's family, there have been 5 similar incidents over the last several weeks. They've arrested 2 men, as I mentioned, in connection to those attacks. But oddly enough, cops haven't connected any of those attacks. In other words, they're wondering if this is some kind of trend that's sparking copycats all over the place. And police say not all the incidents posted to social media have been reported either. One of them going to fool around and confront the wrong sister and end up on 1010 Winds. Woman searching for the stiletto heel of her shoe after breaking it off in a mugger's. Ask somebody. Don't get me started now. In other news on this Wednesday, the supervisor in the town of Oyster Bay is steaming and demanding immediate action from the state after large chemical drums were found buried inside a park in Bethpage.
The ball field here at Bethpage Community Park has been closed because of contamination since 2002. And now just northwest of the field, 6 55-gallon drums of chemicals were found buried. Town of Oyster Bay Supervisor Joseph Saladino says the state must force Grumman Aerospace to do a complete cleanup.
And the DEC must now change direction and join with the EPA, forcing Grumman to remove all of these contaminants, treat them like hazardous waste instead of steaming them like some shirt at the dry cleaner and putting that soil back in the ground.
He says what has been happening here has been so unfair to the residents. Sophia Hall, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM and Bethpage, Long Island.
So how is this lady still driving with all these suspensions? A Long Island woman arrested today for driving despite having over 50 license suspensions. Suffolk police say they stopped 37-year-old Kaylin Snyder at 1 in the morning driving a Jeep Liberty without a rear license plate headed eastbound on the Sunrise in Shirley. Somebody said, I guess she figured if I don't have a license plate, they won't know that I'm not supposed to be driving. Hello? The officer found Snyder had 52 suspensions that were issued on 13 different occasions. So now she's charged with aggravated unlicensed operation of a motor vehicle. And they impounded the Jeep, you think? That sister will be driving one of those battery-operated toy Jeeps for the rest of her life, you figure? Boy, oh boy. Federal judge in Newark hearing oral arguments right now in New Jersey's lawsuit over congestion pricing is one of several court battles as advocacy groups and even boroughs in New York try their best to stop the new $15 toll for passenger cars driving into the heart of the city. New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy leads the chorus, saying this thing is sticking it to Garden State drivers who are already forking over an arm and a leg to cross the Hudson, he says. Murphy just believes the Fed was just doing too much when they signed off on the thing in the first place.
You're not eliminating pollution. You're displacing it from Manhattan to New Jersey. And you're charging our commuters an exorbitant fee on top of that.
Yeah, he says this is bananas. Barring a court action that starts in June, vehicles driving south of 60th from 5 in the morning to 9 at night weekdays will have to empty their pockets. $15, please. So we'll see. Well, don't look now, but it appears the moped gang is back. Cops say a man is robbed out of jewelry about $150,000 by two goons on a moped in Queens on March 24th. Yeah, around 4 in the afternoon, they rolled up on a 35-year-old guy near 68th and 108th Street, smacked him in the face, and stole his bag containing change worth $150K and a $2,500 watch. His picture is up on our website. This is the Forest Hill section, by the way.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.